level of discernment and discover, a lot of people, you've heard them say that if they are lacking on one sense or another, that often their other senses become keener. And we want you to know, you have senses that are becoming keener that people aren't even articulating as senses, you see. So, and as you relax and allow yourself to see with the other vibrational interpreters that you have, not only will you have an even more satisfying experience, but in the absence of your concern about your vision, it will improve too.
Am I harming myself by verbalizing the words, "I don't see well"? If it doesn't bother me, I'm just explaining to the guy that I want him to take me to the table, and he looks at me blankly, and I say, "I don't see well," am I harming myself by doing that? By verbalizing those words.
Well, how do they feel to you? Does it make you feel deficient? Does it make you feel embarrassed?
No, not at all. The only thing that worries me is if I'm hurting myself by verbalizing those words. Other than that, I don't
give a rip. Well, the fact that you have a question about it means maybe you could find better words. So what might you say that would feel even better to your friend?
I've been thinking about that, but it's just, there are times when it's just easier for me to tell somebody, hey, I don't see well with my physical eyes. It's just, it's quicker, it's easier, it's, you know, I don't know if verbalizing those words are important, how much weight that carries. I mean, I don't know if I should just keep my mouth shut and, you know.
Your words are important, and when you say something that you mean, it does affect your vibration. In fact, we would go so far to say there is the vibration of thought, then there is a stronger vibration of word, then there is a stronger vibration of action. In other words, when you are offering a behavior, there is more pulling power in your behavior than there is if you're only talking about it. When you are speaking about something, there is more vibrational law of attraction's response pulling power than if you are thinking about it. And that's why our friend has discovered that sometimes when he says things that he doesn't even really mean, if he says them enough, the power of the words begins to change the way that he actually feels about it. And so we would not verbalize things that we would not want to continue to experience. And we think that the reason that you're doing it, and it's a nice thing, in other words, part of it is because you're wanting to explain to someone who might be confused. And part of it is because you're wanting to evoke some behavior from them that will soothe the situation. And there isn't anything wrong with any of that. We think communication is a really good thing. But we would constantly be looking for better and better ways to say it. In other words, you might say, you might say to someone who doesn't understand, have you ever come in out of the bright sun and your eyes have adjusted to the bright sun, and so your eyes have changed their point of focus and now you're in a dark place, but your eyes haven't adjusted to the dark place, so you're not seeing so well? Jerry said to Esther, it happened in the middle of the night. Jerry got up to use the bathroom, and when Esther sensed him up, she reached over and just turned the light on a little bit. And he said, thank you very much. And then she turned the light out while he was away, and when he came back, the light was still on, and she started to turn it out, but now his eyes had adjusted to the light, and now he couldn't see at all. In other words, and he said to Esther, I can get up and roam around in the dark, and I can see fine, but when the lights are on, and then suddenly they're off, I can't see so well. In other words, it's just a fact of the way your eyes are adjusting. So as you acknowledge something like that, you could comfortably say, my eyes have not adjusted to this environment yet, which is a softer way. My eyes haven't adjusted yet. Which feels better? I don't see well, or my eyes are slow to adjust to light. Feels better?
That's great.
That's a better. Or I'm in the process of seeing. You might say playfully, I'm in the process of seeing, but right now I'm blind. Could you guide me?
Right.
Just be playful about it.
A great example is like
you could say something to them to the effect of, I'm going to ask you to lead me to my seat. And this won't be a case of the blind leading the blind, will it? In other words, you have adjusted it to the. In other words, just be playful about it. Find playful ways to de-emphasize the fact that your eyes are adjusting. And we want you to realize your eyes are adjusting over a period of time. This is getting better and better and better for you. And there's nothing wrong with explaining along the way. Just keep finding better and better ways of the way it feels to you when you say it. That's all that matters.
Okay, so when I walk into the dining room and I say, I'm with the Abraham group, and they say,